You're listening to an On the Move Media Co. production.
I was a sprinter in college, so anything over 400 meters to me was a marathon for a really, really long time. And I hadn't actually ever done a marathon until I did the 50 miler. So that I checked a couple of boxes with that race. I had a good buddy that, I don't know what I was thinking, but he talked me into it. And next thing I knew, I trained for about 12 weeks and then did that race.
That was Corey Berger. This is Marnie Salop. Thanks for tuning into my podcast, Marnie on the Move. Each week, I will be inviting interesting, innovative movers and shakers to join me on the show and share their story. You will discover and hear from thought leaders, experts, influencers, and entrepreneurs from the worlds of wellness, sports, beauty, fitness, fashion, and more. Marnie on the Move will feature an eclectic mix of people I know, work with, and think are generally doing cool things. On each episode, I sync up with my guests about life, career, and training, and showcase their expertise and story. Hello, welcome, and welcome back to the Marnie on the Move podcast. I'm your host, Marnie Salop. Today on the podcast, I'm syncing up with Corey Berger, Director of Functional Fitness at TEER. The family-owned heritage brand that got its roots in swim 40 years ago in Huntington Beach, California. Founded by Joseph DiLorenzo and Steve Furness in 1985, the name TEER is a reference to the Norse god Tyr, and has grown and evolved over the decades into multiple athletic categories. During the pandemic, TEER expanded into CrossFit, footwear, and as of this month, has an additional two phenomenal new running shoes, the Valkyrie Carbon and Speedworks. I've been wearing their swimsuits and goggles and was super excited to connect with Corey and learn all about their CrossFit, strength training, and new running shoes. During our conversation, we chat about Corey's role at TEER, how and when he connected with the brand, his personal athletic endeavors, and where the two intersect. Shout out to our partners today, UCAN and HVMN Ketone IQ. More about them later. If you like what you hear, leave us a review on Apple, hit the 5-star button, and leave a comment on Spotify. Head over to our YouTube channel and check out our shoe and gear reviews, Gear Up, our race recaps and debriefs, and video episodes of this podcast. It's Marnie on the Move podcast on YouTube. All right, now on to our conversation. Corey, it's so awesome to have you here on the podcast. It was so great to quickly interview you at TRE, at the running event, but and getting to know you over these past few weeks. So thanks for being on.
No, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
So welcome back from Miami. What were you doing in Miami?
We, as an organization, partnered with Loud and Live as the title sponsor of Wodapalooza. So it's now the TEER Wodapalooza Fitness Festival. It's the 12th year that the event has been running. Yeah. It's about 2,800 athletes competing across a number of different divisions in CrossFit and Olympic weightlifting over the course of 4 days in Bayfront Park.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty awesome event.
And so how long has TEER been sponsoring this event?
This was our second year as the title sponsor of the event, and hopefully many more to come. It's been a great event for us, good opportunity to connect with the community and continue to elevate an already stellar event.
And so take me back, because TEER, for me as a triathlete and a swimmer, is one of the best brands in the business, like from the goggles to the swimsuits to all of the accessories, the pull buoys, all of that. And I did not realize until we connected at TRE that you were huge in the CrossFit space, and also you're launching all these great shoes. So when did that all start?
So it's been about 3 years as far as the idea, the R&D, and developing into that space. Officially, a little over a year, almost a year and a half now that we've had apparel and subsequently footwear in the dry land training space, right? And so it was one of those things where there was an opportunity that Matt, our owner, saw to move into that category. He participates in the sport and saw it as a great place to really start to move the brand. And at the same time, we were finding that a lot of our swimmers were doing some sort of functional training because pools were less accessible or inaccessible during COVID. And so, of course, we as a brand want to be able to support our athletes in all phases and facets of their training. So it was the perfect opportunity to both explore and develop into this new space, but also to continue to support our swimmers and our triathletes in sort of these new training categories. And so it led us to really following essentially the framework that we've built in swimming is start to work in the category that really helps you understand the space. And so if you're talking about functional training, that sport is CrossFit, and the athletes that compete in that sport, being the sport of fitness, have the best insights into testing and developing product. Right. And so it just, you know, one thing led to the other, and we went directly down that path, and it led us to having a lot of success and acceptance in the CrossFit space. The athletes at the top of the sport really authenticated and validated what we were working on and what we were developing, always focusing on technical performance, innovative product. And then, of course, being the sport of fitness, running is a huge part of that. And so we, of course, needed to make sure that the athletes that we were working with in the CrossFit space had the best possible product to help them in their training and in their competition. And so running shoes are one of those pieces. And we developed that, and we felt we did a really good job there. And so wanted to also, you know, bring that to the running community. And TRE was one of the best places for us to be able to do that.
Was that your first year doing TRE?
It was our second year as a brand. Okay. It was my first time down there. I missed it last year, but
it's amazing. Yeah. It's such an amazing show and event. I'm sure it was great for you guys, like in terms of like meeting retailers and influencers.
Absolutely. Yeah. People like you.
That's amazing. So what were some of, like, you know, so you got into the whole footwear business through CrossFit, and also, you know, you had been making swimsuits prior to this, and also wetsuits and other apparel for the world of swimming. Like, were you doing tri suits too? Like skin, like, yeah.
Yeah, we had tri kits, we had swim skins. They're not necessarily the top priority in the category. The wetsuits and the swim apparel, swim equipment, training swim is really our bread and butter, so to speak. But yeah, we've had some of that stuff.
So what were some of the first CrossFit products that you developed?
So initially, actually, sunglasses were a big hit. We developed a really high quality sunglass that had these no slip grip, where in the sport of CrossFit, the type of dynamic movement they're doing, you need something that's going to stay in place.
Yeah.
When you're competing or training at a high level outside. And so the sunglasses were really popular amongst the athletes and the community at large. And that was actually our first foray into Wodapalooza, being in Miami, bringing sunglasses and some swim apparel and goggles down there. And those are still very popular. We've developed quite a few styles since we initially launched and continue to try and innovate in that category. And then shortly after that, we brought apparel to the market, performance apparel for both men and women, and continue to expand in that category as well with new fabrics, new silhouettes, exciting colorways and patterns, and even some more athleisure type apparel, some outerwear and things of that nature, so that our athletes have everything that they need for whatever it is that they may be doing to and from the gym, after the gym. If it's cold, if it's warm, if it's wet, we've got you covered. And then footwear, obviously taking a little bit longer to develop and to get to market, launched November of last year, 22. So about 15 months into the footwear foray, and as you've seen, that's obviously expanded pretty rapidly.
Yeah. You have so many shoes. I'm so impressed, but not surprised, just because of the brand history. But I mean, even like at TRE, like just the variety of training shoes that you have, like not for running specifically, but for CrossFit, for strength training, which, talk to me about the difference, right, between a running shoe and a training shoe, because they are different, and it's really important that you're wearing the right shoes when you're at the gym lifting.
Oh, absolutely. So CrossFit is a multimodal sport, meaning you could do anything from running to jumping to lifting to climbing, all within the same workout, competition, event, however it's defined. And so as a foundation, you need a shoe that's very versatile and very well constructed to be able to handle all of those different elements without having the opportunity to switch your shoes as you go from one to the other. So that was our CXT1, and that was our flagship. And that shoe has continued to do very well. We've seen a lot of success within the CrossFit space, and then it started to spill into other sports as well, where we've seen strongmen using the shoe and into even traditional training spaces as well. But then you also have those specialization categories in CrossFit, weightlifting being one of them, where you'll see max lifts, whether it be a clean and jerk or a snatch. And so for that, we developed a weightlifting specific shoe, which is, the higher heel, more solid, heavier, stable shoe to be able to handle heavier loads, squatting patterns. And that's another one that it spilled over into strongman. It spilled over into Olympic weightlifting. We've got a lot of athletes that we work with that are hopefuls for the upcoming Olympics in Paris, previous Olympians and Olympic medalists even, that have gravitated and have been wearing and training and competing in the shoe. So that's always exciting to see, and will be especially exciting in Paris this year now.
Yeah, no, it's like around
and
the corner.
And so it's hard to believe.
It's literally going to be here before we know it.
Right. So that was the next one. And then, of course, running is a big piece of fitness. And so we initially came to market with our RD1, which is your everyday big mileage shoe. A little bit more stack to give some more cushion, but we did a full carbon rubber outsole on that shoe so that it would have the durability to be able to be utilized in CrossFit style workouts. So while you can run big miles in it, you can also feel comfortable with moderately heavy loads in weightlifting movements or squatting movements and things of that nature. So it's versatile in that way. And we saw opportunity there as we looked deeper at the training cycles that these athletes are undergoing and the different elements that they're mixing into their training to expand within those categories, right? So with running, then you move into the tempo variation, right? Lower stack, lower drop, lighter weight, faster shoe. That's your speed workout, which is a big part of CrossFit and a big part of running in general, of course. So that came next. The Technit followed that, which is more comfortable, casual upper, but still has that performance midsole outsole. So that can do just about anything. We saw athletes really gravitate towards that shoe because of how comfortable it is. So they can use it for coaching and competing alike, which was really exciting to see when it was on the competition floor at the CrossFit Games. And then of course, now we've got the Valkyrie Carbon Elite, which is our race day carbon shoe, which will be coming in a couple of weeks now. Okay. We're very close to launch with that. And the Valkyrie Speedworks, which is the nylon training takedown of the Carbon Elite, coming in April.
Okay.
And the Drop Zero, which recently launched, which goes in the other direction, right? But it was interesting because we had a lot of conversation around the barefoot space at TRE, the adage, train low, race high. And so our Drop Zero is our, right now the Power Strap variation is our training zero drop barefoot shoe. And that's received a really warm reception across all of the categories.
Yeah,
runners,
I was gonna say, runners,
CrossFitters,
too. Yeah.
Weightlifters, strongmen, they're all really excited about it because obviously there's a growing awareness around health, prehab, rehab, foot function, and and the long-term effects of training the feet and performance.
That's something that I think about when I lift more than when I run necessarily. I mean, if I were just at home, it's probably not the smartest thing to do, but I actually don't wear shoes when I lift.
Sure.
I mean, I could drop the weight on my foot and that would be awful, but I mean,
yes,
without that and just training by training like I would do yoga with no socks on and on my yoga mat or something and just lifting, like not crazy lifting, but dumbbells, not barbells. But
it's great to do though. It's really, it's
it builds
it's important.
Small muscles in your feet that normally you wouldn't build. And I wouldn't do that in running because it would be like so much impact, but
yeah, you want to do it in the training capacity. Yeah, of course. I mean, I was at a race not long ago, and it was a 50K trail race out on Eastern Long Island. And I finished, and I'm huffing and puffing and feeling sore. And then a gentleman comes in not far behind me, totally barefoot. And I'm like, I can't even believe how
on a trail
it would be possible,
to
complete the trail totally barefoot. So there are definitely people that do that. But the general population, I think, and especially if you're training in a public gym setting, you know, you can't really be walking around barefoot.
Shout out to our partners at HVMN and Ketone IQ. Ketone IQ is fuel for your brain. These exogenous ketones give you a clean energy boost without sugar or caffeine. I'm a big fan of exogenous ketones for training, racing, and everyday health. They increase your energy, your focus, and metabolic flexibility. They're also the brain's preferred fuel source over glucose. I've been using HVMN's Ketone IQ individual shots on training runs and in races. I take one 30 minutes before a run or ride. I feel it 20 minutes into my session, and then I drink a second bottle after an hour, and so on. One of my favorite things about Ketone IQ is that it's drinkable, which is key when it comes to exogenous ketones. They are truly an asset to whatever nutrition plan you're following. You don't have to give up your carbs. They work independently. Imagine you're in a traffic jam. Suddenly, a new lane opens up. This is the exogenous ketones lane. HVMN and Ketone IQ work with top Olympic athletes like Des Linden and Michael Andrews, Ironman World Champion Sam Laidlow, and top World Tour cycling team, Team Visma Lisa Bike. It's time to level up your athletic performance and everyday health by adding HVMN's Ketone IQ to your workouts and daily routine. Visit hvmn.com/Marnie for 30% off your first subscription order. A shout out to our partners at UCAN. Are you tired of the spike and crash and GI distress that comes with sugar-based sports nutrition? It's time to give UCAN a try. UCAN utilizes steady-release carbs instead of sugar, so you don't feel the highs and lows in energy. It's been years since I've been able to use gels until I discovered UCAN Edge Energy Gels. When you're out training and racing for hours day after day, it's nice to have smart fueling options to boost your performance. Plus, they taste great, are the right consistency, and you don't need to chase them with water. My favorite flavor is pineapple. Also, UCAN's award-winning Edge Energy Gels last longer than other gels, less for you to carry. Top U.S. triathletes Olympian Katie Zafaris and Tim O'Donnell, along with marathon runners Emily Sisson, Sarah Hall, Emma Bates, Kira D'Amato, all rely on UCAN to fuel their training and recovery. Level up your race and training nutrition with UCAN. Go to ucan.co/Marnie to redeem your free, exclusive Edge sample pack. All you pay is shipping. And to save 20% off any UCAN products, head over to ucan.co and use our code Marnie. Now, back to our conversation. What shoes would you recommend for someone who's like, they have a bevy of running shoes, but like could take them to the gym, like something that they could use on the strength floor? Like not competitive athletes, maybe not even CrossFitters, but more just like going to the gym to do strength training.
Yeah, I think you could go either way with the CXT1 or the Drop Zero, depending on really what you're needing to work on. The CXT1, although it was designed with CrossFit in mind, right, and can absolutely handle the demands of the highest level CrossFit athlete, it's meant to be versatile, and it's meant to be worn by every and anyone. And so whether you're trying to compete in CrossFit at a high level, or you're going to really focus on developing strength, stability for running or any other sport, it's an all around training shoe. And so it will allow you to get in there and vary your training to support whatever it is that you're competing in. Again, designed to be able to handle plyometric movement, strength movements, running, jumping, climbing, anything that you could possibly do. So that's a good place to start. But if you've found yourself looking for something more barefoot to develop those smaller ligaments, tendons, everything up the chain, then the Drop Zero can be a great place to really start to move in that direction and develop that strength, which will complement, of course, and help you to be able to endure those more difficult running challenges.
Now, do you train in both of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You absolutely probably wear all the shoes, right?
I have a huge gym bag, and I try as being as unbiased as possible.
Right.
And so I rotate through everything just to make sure that it's actually doing what we set out to do. Right.
Right.
So, depending on what the specific piece of the workout demands, I got a massive gym bag that has all the shoes in them, and I'll rotate. I've had plenty of sessions where I've started and warmed up and Drop Zero, done a little bit of prehab work in that, switched into either a tempo or a Speedworks nylon to get in some running work, and then finish off with some strength work in one of the lifters or a CrossFit style Metcon in the CXT1 or all of the above. So
that's so funny. I mean, you have such a wide variety. It must be hard to choose. As I talk to you though, there's like 30 pairs of running shoes under my desk and I haven't run in 2 days.
I've got a smile on my face because I'm looking around and I got the same thing going. But I'll tell you what I have been doing that's really I found to be helpful for myself is wearing the Drop Zero full time. It's made a significant difference for me. I had hip surgery not that long ago, and the rehab process from that has been long and at times challenging, and it's really helped me to be able to prioritize my overall health for what I want to achieve in training, to be able to have a shoe that's gonna I can wear all day and reap benefit from.
And you mentioned that you were doing was it 50K or 50 mile trail run? 50K.
I did a 50 miler recently.
50 miler, right.
The JFK 50.
So you're a runner?
I guess you could say that.
I'm kidding.
I did a run. I was a sprinter in college. Okay. So anything over 400 meters to me was a marathon for a really, really long time. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't actually ever done a marathon until I did the 50 miler.
Wow.
So that I checked a couple of boxes with that race. I had a good buddy that I don't know what I was thinking, but he talked me into it. And next thing I knew, I trained for about 12 weeks and then did that race.
You trained 12 weeks for a 50 mile trail run?
Wow. I like to challenge myself for things so I decided this has nothing to do with tier, but I've got two beautiful children. One's a year and a half, the other one's 4 months. And when the first one was born, I did a half Ironman, because that was way out of my comfort zone. And so I figured what sort of got me over the line of doing this 50 miler was I did something for my son. I've got to do something when my daughter's born. And because of the timing of it, I started the training the day that she was born. And my wife, thank God, was super supportive, covered all of the diaper changes and bottle feeds that were necessary for me to get the training in. But we decided that we needed to pack it into a really condensed amount of time, because it would just be too much to train over 6 months, 12 months for something like that. So 12 weeks it was, and we survived the race, and it was awesome. And now I think I'll probably do another one. So maybe
another 50 miler or another Ironman.
The next one on my list is Rim to Rim to Rim. That's a bucket list one.
Oh, I know someone has been on the podcast, has done that.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon. Okay. That's close.
One side to the other and back. So once I do that, then you can call me a runner.
How did you come to get into running, like you said, in high school? And how did that bring you to your current job at TIER?
So I'll try and keep it short. My dad had a bakery and deli that I worked at often growing up, and it got to a point where I was kind of not wanting to, you know, keep working there. You get to those teenage years and it's like, I don't know. And he was like, well, you pick another sport or you work. And so track was the only thing at the time for that season that I had any desire to do and made sense with the other sports that I played that were important to me. So I was like, all right, I'll do this. And it turned out that my dad also ran track in high school and was pretty damn good. And so I remember he used to teach me how to triple jump in the hallway of our house when I was first getting into it. And so jumping was my main thing. Sprinting helped with the jumping. I was a pretty good sprinter too. And so I got started with that and fell in love with it. That led to going and competing at the collegiate level at University of Hartford, a Division I program at the time. And so I got a lot of great experience doing that. And then my junior year, I blew out my knee. And so jumping was over for me for the rest of college. And I was looking for something to do. And a buddy had suggested that CrossFit would be a good way to compete, challenge myself. And so I went and tried it. I got my butt kicked and I fell in love. And so the day after the first class, I went to a local gym, told the guy I wanted to compete. And he was like, well, let's have you try a class first and we'll see how it goes from there. And it was about exactly a year to the day later that I was on the plane to compete as a part of their team at the World Championships for CrossFit. So,
wow, that's amazing.
It was like storybook for me, something I'll never forget for sure, and a really great experience. And so I competed as a part of that team for 2 years. We did pretty well in terms of world rankings. And so I got really involved in that community, continued to coach, helped run a gym. And so when I had always been involved with that, and when I had the surgery, I started to train for this Ironman. One of the guys that I was cycling with reached out to me and was telling me that a friend of his was looking to really get more involved in CrossFit. And that turned out to be Matt, who's the owner of TIER. And so we developed a relationship, a friendship through that. And as things evolved and we started talking about the opportunities in the space and his goals and his vision for it, it made sense for us to start to work more closely together beyond just the training that we were doing in the gym. And so I started initially as a consultant for the brand, and that quickly grew into a full-time role over 3 years ago now.
When did TIER start? When did Matt start the company?
So it was actually Matt's father. His father is a technical designer, and he had partnered with the Olympic swim team captain at the time, Steve Furness, and they started a company. This is, you know, 40 years ago now.
Okay.
And Joe, Matt's father, is still very much involved. Matt took over, I want to say 12, 13 years ago. It may even be more, on the TIER sports side, and has been at the helm driving innovation in the swim space for a really long time. And then the addition of the dry land, the fitness vertical over the last couple of years.
It's like such a legacy brand.
It's really cool, especially in this space.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was around for a long time. But what's your primary role like in the company? Because I know you were like wearing a lot of hats.
Yeah, and it's awesome because you get to work with a lot of really great people. There's a lot of people that have been with the company for a long, long time that are still really deeply involved, and you know, getting to learn more about the history from them and work closely on new initiatives has been a lot of fun. And so I enjoy the ability to be able to be a part of a number of different initiatives within the organization. So I work across a couple of different channels, partnerships with events such as Wadapalooza, partnerships with our athletes and a lot of the work that we do in that lane. And then also on the sales side as well, which covers a couple of different categories, primarily direct to consumer, but a little bit with our retail stores, which we started opening this year. We've got two stores on either coast right now, and our e-commerce team and our marketing team. And so it's a collaborative approach. Ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody just really kind of chips in to really achieve the overall initiative objective of the organization.
Sounds like you've got a long history in the world of like training and fitness and your career as well. Like, what are some lessons that you've learned along the way, especially having been injured and having surgery and then getting back to it?
Honestly, I've been fortunate. I've learned so much more in the last 3 years than all of the previous years combined. But I've really been fortunate. A lot of the family members that I've worked with and looked up to over those previous years, they all had their own businesses. And so it made sense for me to be a part of this, even though it's not my own business. Right. I do feel an attachment to it. And so for me, I think the biggest thing that I've learned is just to make sure that I'm passionate about whatever I'm doing. Yeah. Because if I am, then I'll do the work that's necessary to ultimately be successful in what I'm doing. I'll see it all the way through and make sure that, you know, I look at it through the lens that it's when it's yours, you put more care into what you do, right?
Yeah.
And that's the type of approach that I take to, or try to take to all the things that I do, including this role.
That's
so
amazing.
As much as you can, you make it your own and it makes the rest of this stuff easier.
In terms of what's next for Tier, like obviously we have these new running shoes coming out in the spring, late spring.
Mm-hmm.
Any other cool things that you're doing like in 2024 that you can talk about?
Yeah, this is a really busy year for us. It couldn't be a busier year, but it's all good things. So it's really exciting. Obviously those shoes, but alongside those, we've got four other new styles that'll be hitting the market across a couple of different categories. We'll have some new stuff in training. We'll have some new stuff in lifestyle. We're even exploring some new sports. And so we're going to be really pushing a lot of really new and innovative product throughout the course of this year. Of course, you have Olympic trials and the Olympics, and we're the official apparel for USA Swimming and Diving. So we'll be supporting both of those teams on their road to Paris, which is always exciting. The Olympics itself, as a follow-up to that.
Are you going to go?
I'm hopeful. The timing is overlapping with the CrossFit Games.
Okay.
And that's that world championship. So to be determined, but you know, this is a once every 4 years, potentially once in a lifetime. So we'll see how things shake out. I believe that a number of the Olympic weightlifters that we do work with will qualify and have a high likelihood of really solid performances, potentially podium performances at the Olympics. And so to be there to support them would be great.
Are you also working with the U.S. Olympic swim team?
There's a ways to go. Olympic trials are in June, so we won't know officially until after that. Of course, be great to support them as well, but I don't work directly with the swimmers. I have more of a relationship with the Olympic weightlifters that we work with and the CrossFitters. And so either way, it's super exciting for the brand to see. I mean, you look at someone like Katie Ledecky and what she's accomplished, and she should be in the conversation as not only the greatest female swimmer of all time, but one of the greatest athletes across all sports of all time.
Yeah.
With the accolades that she has. And so that's, you know, when she's walking through the halls of the office, how are you not in awe?
I'm always inspired by pro athletes.
It's really cool. And it's even cooler to get to talk to them and realize how down to earth and just human they are, right? Just really genuinely good people. And so it makes it easier to root for them for sure. So you got that. And then in September, we'll have the first iteration of the Tier Waterpalooza SoCal. So we're putting a second location to Miami.
Oh, wow.
Out in Huntington Beach in September. So
do you guys
that'll be
own
exciting.
That event now? Or are you, like, I know
it's
you're
owned
the title
by Loud and
sponsor.
Live, but we're the title sponsor. So we partnered directly with that organization to put the events on.
That's amazing. Some friends of mine were in Miami and they were like, Tura's here doing this event. I'm like, I know. They saw all the signage and everything.
It's a fun one. You'll have to check it out at some point.
I'll come next year.
Aside from all of the athletes competing, you've got probably 30, 40,000 people across the weekend that are coming through Bayfront Park to
check it out,
enjoy the weather, support, you know, their local athletes, see their favorite, you know, professional athletes. It's just, it's a little bit of everything all mixed in one, and it's really a good time.
I haven't dialed into that world yet, but I did interview that woman that I was telling you about that does the Empower Her, who she was so inspiring.
It's incredible what she did.
Talk to me about the Tier community.
We have, I did briefly, I guess, in my role with the sales team, but we have teams that work directly with schools and clubs on the swim side. We have an entire team that covers the entire United States that works directly with gyms, whether they're affiliated with CrossFit or not, to support the community directly from a grassroots approach. And that's really been a huge, huge focus for us as a brand, is to make sure that we're not only in there supporting the community, but taking that feedback and using that as we continue to innovate and making sure that we're making them a priority as we focus on continuing to grow the business.
That's great. I mean, I think it's really important because brand culture is such an important part of why people shop or buy your product. Yeah. It's like if they see you supporting their community, they want to support you back. So
yeah, we're all a part of it.
This was so awesome. Thank you so much for hopping on, Corey.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's always good to chat with you. And I'm glad we got a little bit more time.
Thanks again for tuning in to Marnie on the Move. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. Follow us on social at Marnie on the Move for Facebook and Instagram. Head over to our website, MarnieOnTheMove.com, for more info on this episode, links in the show notes, and of course, sign up for our quarterly newsletter, The Download, to get updates, deals, giveaways, and information on future events.